Some people take a gap year and decide to backpack across Europe. Jenny Zhang opted to go a different route, spend her year away making cheese.
I'm currently working on a very small dairy farm in Western Massachusetts, and I'm working in the creamery there, learning how to make cheese. While I work, I have the opportunity to listen to a lot of like audio. So I've been getting into a lot of like climate podcasts, like environmental science podcasts. That's definitely what got me interested.
Jenny is a student at UC Berkeley. She started her freshman year deciding to major in material science and engineering. But after a year on the farm, Jenny plans to switch her major to environmental science.
Full disclosure, I hated AP environmental science in high school. So it's like really odd to me that I'm switching into that major next year.
Generation Z grew up with an inconvenient truth. The environment is in dire straits, and it is up to Gen Z to face and address climate change. Rather than fade away from the responsibility, young environmentalists took up the cause long before they took the SAT. They've sparked national and international movements and pushed the conversation forward.
I went to school on a nature center for the entirety of my year of sixth grade.
Margot Milanowski is a junior at Northwestern. She's a journalism major with a minor in environmental policy and culture.
You do like normal sixth grade school stuff, like reading, writing, and arithmetic, but then like learn to identify like flora and fauna in that's native to Michigan. And like, I'm sure I've lost a lot of that knowledge over the years, but that was kind of what got me started.
While she never took AP Environmental, Margot feels equally as passionate about climate action as Jenny. Now, as Margot and Jenny prepare to enter the workforce, countless other young adults are likewise looking to turn their passion for climate action into a career. But the process of achieving this goal remains unclear. Many are left with a set of unanswered questions. What careers in environmentalism are available? What path do you need to take to get there? And is a career in environmentalism financially viable to begin with? After all, Superman may save the world, but it's Clark Kent who pays the bills. To find out more, I talked to the experts on becoming experts.
I was always fascinated by the balances in the natural world. And, you know, I would look at a highway with all these cars on it and think, man, that's not natural.
David Archer is a computational geochemist. Professor Archer followed his interest in the environment and obtained a doctorate in oceanography. He's since made significant contributions in understanding the global carbon cycle and its relation to climate change.
Then I got to the University of Chicago and started to teach this global warming class for non-science majors. That required that I broaden my horizons a lot because the question is much broader than what I had studied.
Environmentalism is a large field of focus and one that doesn't have a single job description. There are many occupations out there aiming to service and advance climate action. For instance, take the field of environmental reporting.
It seems like that's niche, but that's actually kind of broad. That includes so many things like conservation reporting, like climate change reporting, sustainability. And then also there's a whole trove of just like nature reporting, like backpacking, like more National Geographic type stuff. So there's a lot there, but I would be happy, I think, in any of that realm.
There's the sort of activist side, policymaking, business, and then education. I would break it down into like those four broad categories.
That's John Opperman. He's the executive director of Earth Day Initiative, a nonprofit from New York promoting environmental awareness.
We organize annual Earth Day events, which are really large scale, engaging the broader public in sort of the climate conversation and calls for climate action and environmental justice. There's an environmental or climate activist work, so a lot of sort of government or government adjacent work that people could get into. There's policy making, figuring out, okay, if we're talking about a Green New Deal, what does that actually look like? How do we craft policy around that? On the business side, more and more businesses that are interested in either making their sole mission sustainability as really part of their ethos, sort of like corporate sustainability, social responsibility side of things.
Although the exact details remain hazy, a career in climate change starts in higher education. The area of focus needed to work in climate action, however, isn't as clear-cut and varies on who you ask. Archer and Opperman each took their own unique educational path. Both obtained an advanced degree, but neither concentrated in environmental science. Professor Archer earned a doctorate in oceanography and a bachelor's in biochemistry.
I guess I got into science as opposed to going into something more directly adversarial like law, because I didn't think I'd be able to surf by on charisma. You know, I'm just not Brad Pitt. I'd rather have the objective world be the arbiter following the lead of the outside world, and that's what appealed to me.
Opperman went a completely different route. As an undergrad, like Margot and Jenny, Opperman knew he wanted to work in climate advocacy and was unsure about his path upon graduation.
And my plan was to go into the Foreign Service. So I was at Georgetown School of Foreign Service. And over time, I kind of was like, I don't really know that I want to work for the government. And I kind of wanted to do something more in the private sector.
Ultimately, he decided to go to law school, attending Harvard Law and earning his JD.
He knew going in, I was not going to be a lawyer, that I wanted to use the law degree for other things. I talked to a lot of alumni of my law school before I actually went about the environmental advocacy or policy work that they were doing. And I just basically asked them, I was like, do you think that going to law school helps get you where you are? And they all said, yeah, and supported the idea that you could use a law degree for very different things.
The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program is a federal nationwide program that helps to forgive student loans for those who plan to work in the public sector or for a nonprofit. Additionally, some graduate programs have their own repayment assistance programs.
That still doesn't really take into account the vast more money that like you would still make if you were at a corporate law firm. I could have had a lot more money if I had gone another path.
For those worried about the finances, the reality is a career in environmentalism won't make you a billionaire, but financial stability is definitely achievable.
Money can come in different ways. If you pursue the thing that you're interested in, there are ways to make a livable wage, much more than a livable wage, to actually make some money at doing something that you actually really love to.
As for how to get started on a career, everyone agreed. Start reaching out.
So much of the world is just about networking. I was just blown away by all of the alumni that I spoke to that were perfectly happy to talk to me for 30 minutes or an hour or even longer about what I should do. If you're just asking for a conversation, you're looking for advice, don't reach out when it's like, oh, I need a job this minute. Just have like informational conversations with people all the time. They're going to think of you first because they're going to have you top of mind. And I find that people are really eager to help. They're going to want to help you.
Pursuing a career in climate action doesn't mean you need to study law at Harvard. Like Opperman said, there are countless avenues available for those wanting to work in climate change full time. Identifying those routes can be difficult because many of them don't exist yet. According to Professor Archer, the most critical occupations in the fight for the environment are waiting to be created.
In terms of, you know, what jobs need to be done, it seems to me like we're going to have to learn to clean out CO2 out of the atmosphere. You know, research into that, you know, seems like it'd be really useful. You can improve batteries. You know, the guy who invented blue LEDs and enabled us to have all this energy efficient lighting, you know, he made a huge contribution to the world.
No matter what interests you, landing a full-time career in any industry will never be a certainty. The job market fluctuates and changes from year to year. Yet for as much as the job industry controls one's career prospects, it's equally determined by that person's enthusiasm and passion for the job at hand.
Well, it's got to kind of come from whatever weird fascinations, you know, a person has. When I was a little kid, I remember being on a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan and thinking about all that water under my feet, obsessed with wanting to know what was down there for no good reason. In terms of what an individual person, you know, does, it's got to come from their gut.
The biggest factor for me is, for whatever reason, I have a very low tolerance for doing things that I do not want to do. I get that this is a paycheck and it's a job and I want to do a good job. But if I do not care, I do not care. My job now, and for many years, it doesn't feel like a job. I'm like excited to do it all the time. It never feels like, oh, I got to like drag myself to this place.
This summer, Margot is working at an environmental nonprofit, serving as an intern in the communications department. Likewise, Jenny will finish her year on the dairy farm. After that, come September, she'll start taking classes for her environmental science degree.
I definitely don't know what area I want to go into. Maybe not specifically in the dairy industry. I'm open to the other areas.
I think it'll always kind of be a part of what I'm doing. Hopefully, I'll get to a point where even if I'm not specifically reporting on the environment, like I'll have some sort of job where I'll be able to look at whatever I'm doing in that lens.
That's what links those pursuing careers in environmentalism. They found their area of focus, where any time spent working doesn't feel like work at all. This underlying passion, it stretches beyond the office into every facet of their everyday life. In this sense, Jenny and Margot have a leg up on their peers. For Medill, I'm Nick Song.